Welcome to the broadcast with Amanda Shandy and Colleen, episode 43. My name is Colleen, and I am joined by my two favorite red-handed lefties.
Aw, cute. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Did I say red-handed lefties? I meant red-handed
lefties. That's all right. It's like you caught us being. It's like you caught us being redheaded.
Yeah, I caught you red-handed.
Caught you red hair, red-handed.
Red hair, red-handed lefties.
Yep.
Which is true on so many levels.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
I've got some red arms. I had a skin test done today at the allergist, and like I don't know if you can see. It might not show up on the webcam, but. I've got little red dots running down my arms.
It looks like you were chasing the dragon something fierce today.
Yeah, you know.
Fat dragon with no friends.
No friends. Yeah, it's just like little red dots all down my arms.
Yeah. For anyone just joining us, this is Amanda.
No, I did say who I was.
Oh, you did? Wait, did Shandy say I'm Shandy?
Yeah,
I did.
Holy crap, I totally missed that.
Well, because it's like I never know how long your cute little intros are going to be because they're always off the cuff, and I never know, and I want to like give you space.
Thanks.
But then sometimes there's too much space, and I'm like, oh god, crap! Should I respond? Should I give my name and then respond?
That's okay, I always edit it out. So
yeah, it becomes
the space.
It becomes this real
conundrum,
existential crisis.
It's all good, man. It's all good. Mm. So, how's it going, ladies?
Good. But wait, so for this allergy test,
yes,
I can't remember
sorry.
Now.
Oh my god. Apparently I'm having trouble focusing. And I'm not even paying attention to something else. I'm literally looking right at you guys.
I'll just like spend the rest of the time like this. You can like see them.
Does it take a while for the results? I can't remember.
This was immediate. So they come in and like they stuck me with like a million different things. So they come up with a whole tray, and each allergen is like 4 or 5 prongs on each side. So it's a double prong, and they kind of just put it down on your body, and like it pinches a little because they're like inserting the allergen into your skin to see how it reacts. Mm-hmm. And they did that like 5 times. So I had two on my forearm, 3 on each top part of your arm. Science, I don't know what that's called.
Upper arm.
Your
tricep.
Biceps, your tricep.
Sure.
Your back. Your bicep.
Yes. Well, I had 1 on my tricep and 2 on my biceps.
Oh, we were both right.
And then they did on the same side. So it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then they mark your arm. They mark each one with a pen so they know which is which. Yeah. So like one is all the trees and one is like all the grasses, and one is hay fever, and like fall things. One is dust mites. One is pet hair. One is like nut allergies. One is grains, because apparently people are allergic to grain.
Do the color, and they or all, just things in general?
Grain,
like barley, wheat, quinoa.
Okay,
could you imagine if you were allergic to quinoa?
What are you allergic to?
Kind of nothing. So it came back. So all these things started blowing up on my arms and they started itching. And I was like, oh, and they got back and they're like, oh, that's actually not so bad. I'm like, what are you talking about? So apparently the ones that blew up really bad are like the controls. They call them like the histamine controls. And if anyone's had an allergy test and can explain this better than me, please write in and help. Cause I'm sure I'm giving a lot of misinformation here. Just because it was early in the morning.
Close enough.
So they said some trees, so maple trees. I'm allergic to maple trees.
Oh.
And dust mites.
Hmm.
But thankfully, no food allergies, which I was convinced they were going to come back with one because I have like tummy trouble. And I said, no, not even dairy. Not even dairy came back.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, I have to give up, cut back severely on the dairy and the starches that I've been eating. I have, and Amanda, you might have noticed it when you were here, I have gained 10 pounds since we moved.
Yeah, you looked, I know your body, so.
A little plumper.
So, yeah.
no, it's a full 10 pounds, because I was looking at Like, I did that diet bet thing with the RHAP thing back through the end of January, and I was looking at the app I used to, like, track my weight then, and I'm literally, right. If you want to be technical, I am 10 pounds, 4 ounces heavier, as of Friday when I finally got on the scale and measured myself, than I was then. And I realized that some of it is I started taking medication, and I know that that's a factor in it.
Right.
And I don't have the stairs anymore.
Like, that's also probably a big one.
And I just, in general, like, I've been wearing a lot of, like, leggings, and not like the LuLaRoe stuff, because I'm kind of over that phase a little bit. I mean, I still love the stuff.
Blasphemy!
I still love the stuff that I've gotten, like, don't get me wrong, and I still peruse some sales, but, like, I don't have that, like, desire. But I have bought a lot of, like leggings and tunics and stuff lately, and I feel like not having to, like, always... Like, you know, before, most of my wardrobe was Ann Taylor, Loft, or Express, so I always had to, like, suck in and, like, had better posture, and I feel like that has, you know, when you don't have to, you know, when you've got that, like, safety net, you don't, I don't know, so I feel like, you know, it's time to kind of, you know, summer's coming up, it's time to get back in shape, but this is the first time that I don't really... I've gained weight in my arms and my stomach, which is odd because it used to be in my hips and my butt and a little bit in my stomach. So, like, where I've gained weight now versus where I used to gain weight in college is, like, totally different.
Interesting.
And my face, like, I feel like my face looks the same. Does it look the same?
No, your face looks the same.
Looks the same to me.
And that might have also been why I noticed, because it was, like, sort of indifferent. And also, like...
And it usually does, yeah.
Which... you've had a child in that, you know, since college, so that makes sense to me why you would gain around the midsection now that you've carried a child and your body is just different in that area now.
Yeah, but it's just weird because I'm used to my pants not fitting in the butt and thigh area, but
right.
My pants actually fit in the leg part and the butt part is somewhat okay. It's just like trying to like... But in them, like my pants that used to fall off of me that I need a belt with are too tight right now. And that's what prompted me to get on the scale. And I was like, I feel like maybe I should start to be concerned about this. And I was shocked because I did not expect it. This sounds terrible, but like the weight I am now, I have never been this weight before. Like in my heaviest in college, it was 4 pounds less than what I am now. So anyway, I feel weird talking about weight, but I also feel like, you know, it's a thing that, you know, people of all genders have obsessed about sometimes. So anyway, yes, I have cut back on the drinking and I have cut back on the Fritos and I threw out my string cheese at work because I...
String cheese!
Well, what I was doing was I was eating like a pack of gummy bears a day at work.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And I feel like that was kind of like the
thing. I think if you stop that alone, you'll notice a difference.
I know. So as I was telling Alice and Paul when we recorded The Tribe last night, they were like, are you drinking wine? And I was like, nope. I'm drinking cranberry and seltzer because I want to feel like I'm drinking something, but I can't because... Zach's birthday is soon, and I want to at least look somewhat nice. But then again, I think a lot of the thing, like, my point was, I didn't realize it so much because my face looked the same.
Right.
And in the past, if you look at pictures of me from college and high school, like, when I would gain some weight, it was, you could see it in my face. And, like, now I like, you know, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, wish me luck, guys.
You still look beautiful to me. And I would be curious to see what your skin does when you cut back on the cheese. Because even though now I know there's a very good chance I'm not allergic to cheese, I think I'll still keep it as a special occasion treat because it really, my skin really is so much more clear and so much nicer when I am dairy-free.
Yeah, and I've had these two pimples here and here, like in a straight line, for over a month now that I can't get rid of. So
try it.
We'll see.
There is a direct correlation, as much as I hate to admit it, because cheese is my favorite food. But it was decidedly noticeable.
Interesting.
When I cut back.
Well, good to know. I'm not going to, like, cut it out completely. Like, tomorrow, we always do pizza on Survivor nights, especially for the finales. Like, so I'm not going to totally...
So you're going to order 12 pizzas and then leave four on the counter for a week.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then feed it to the raccoons. Five.
Five on the counter. But, yeah, so... Whatever, we'll see. Again, it's just cutting out. Like, I don't need three pieces of string cheese throughout the day or a pack of gummy bears. But the gummy bears are deceptive because they're like, you know, the pack, it's the dollar for a dollar, you know, when you walk into Target and Target's next to Pure Bar. So I would, like, be taking Pure Bar and then, like, be thinking, oh, my God, I could totally run in and get gummy bears and do the self-checkout. And then I would end up eating the whole thing because I would eat it in the car before I even got back there because I'd be hungry from class. So now what I'm going to do all week was I try to eat a yogurt with almonds before I go to class.
Got to have a snack before class.
Yeah. Like, this is like I got to change like my whole eating thing. This is totally different like for me. Anyway, sorry. I'm
so
killing
What was the RJP thing? Was it like...
Oh, so it was something called Diet Bet and a bunch of the patrons there. So you had to... It was a buy-in for... Was it $20, I think? And you had to lose 5% of your body weight in the month... in 30 days. So it was like the month of January.
How many pounds is that?
So for me, it wasn't that much. And I actually... Okay, if what I did was I had some...
Jesus, in a month? Sorry, I just calculated that for myself.
It's really not so bad. So this, it's not. This is what I learned about my diabetic experience, and I might actually do it again just because. But because it wasn't that bad. I mean, I went swimming a lot, and I really felt great, like in general, when I was doing that because it was something new and different. So, for me, I think I only had to lose like 4-point-something pounds. It wasn't that much. It was fairly easy, but
that's okay. I feel like a pound a week is acceptable.
Yeah,
and I think a pound a week is a lot.
Yeah, I don't really think that it should be like a lot more than that.
Yeah, like I think pound a week is much more reasonable and manageable.
Well, if you're eating a lot and you're like really actually having a healthier like calorie intake versus salt and all that, I say as I eat a pink Starburst. Whatever.
So it won't kill you.
The night before weigh-in, I may have had like a bunch of beer and like popcorn and stuff. I was like, I want to pack on the pounds, so that way when I detox from what I'm eating tonight, I'm already like 2 pounds in the hole.
I feel like, I mean, you take a big enough shit and you're like already there, but it's only temporary.
Actually, I think it was 5-point-something because then in the end, I only had to lose like 2.5, but it was tough because I started working out and I got muscle.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then in the
I heard that's actually a myth though, that muscle and fat weigh different. I heard that was
also if you have more muscle, it helps you like burn more calories.
Yeah.
In everyday activities. So,
right, but you gotta push past that point where you start, you know, your body recognizes you have all the muscle. But what I did the morning of was I weighed myself when I woke up and I was like 0.8 pounds over and I was so disappointed. I actually at lunch I didn't like have anything to eat or drink that morning, and then at lunch I went in the sauna and then ran home, weighed myself, and wouldn't you know, it took 1.5 pounds of water weight for 10 minutes in the sauna.
Jeez.
Can I say I'm 10 pounds heavier than then? Maybe I'm more like 8.5 pounds.
Well, it depends on what time of the day you're weighing yourself. But yeah, I'm anywhere like 4 to 6 pounds different if I weigh myself in the morning versus at night.
Yeah.
I would say like a couple years ago, I lost a bit of weight, and like it was really just, and I know that everyone's different and it like dieting and whatever and weight loss is complicated and all of that. But like for me, it was just a simple sort of like calories in versus calories out.
And that's generally what it is for me. It's
right.
So
I used like my fitness app, one of those apps where you can put in what you're eating and it tells you exactly how many calories. And you start out by like building your profile, like how much do you weigh, how much do you want to weigh, how tall are you, male or female, active, etc. And it tells you how much you should be eating. And then you just enter everything, which is very time consuming. But I think I kind of needed that to like relearn how much I even should be eating, because I really love food. So I can eat a lot of it, and like just like relearning what correct portions are. But like, I didn't give anything up. Like I would never diet in the traditional sense. Like, I'm going to eat chocolate every week. I'm going to like still drink alcohol. I just might do a little bit less, or just like run a little bit more that day. And then once a week, like every Monday after my Monday workout, I would weigh myself and put my weight in. So it was always at the same time, always the same day, and only once a week, because like weighing yourself every day is not really that useful, I don't think.
No, but I don't think so either.
And it worked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. All right. I think we spent way too much time talking about weight, but that would be my fault, because it generally is. If anybody has, you know what, I don't even need tips. I'll take your tips. Why not? All the tips. All the tipplers. I did limit myself. I think another big thing was I was having all the Bloody Marys. And
yeah, that's got a lot of calories in it.
A lot of calories, so whatever. Happy news is I'm already down 1 pound, 4 ounces since Friday. Which really has just been, I think, the lack of wine in my system.
Hey, makes a difference.
Has then been the lack of Fritos in my system at 11 o'clock at night. But I do have a little bit of cranberry tonic and vodka going on, so it's my it's my treat night.
Hey.
Not even cheat night, just treat night.
Treat. Yep.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, I don't know how I got the cheat day thing. Like, I know a lot of people that do that. They'll have a cheat day and then they'll just eat like a shit ton of shit. So it's like you eat really well for a week, probably too well, where you're like really limiting, you know, what you're able to do, and then you just like binge and overeat. Like, it seems very
I never understood it either.
Well, people on their diets it's very strange. It's a strange, strange world.
Yeah, I think it's more psychological, where you think like, I can do this because I'm not depriving myself in the end, which again, I feel it's more psychological. It's better, in my opinion, is I find that, this is going to sound terrible, if I have something unhealthy, like sweet for breakfast, I am like a perfect angel with eating the rest of the day.
Interesting.
Like, if I have a donut for breakfast, or like, sometimes we have committee meetings at 7:30 in the morning once a month, and they have this fucking amazingly awesome like cracked peppercorn smoked bacon, and sometimes I'll just eat the bacon and then I'll feel good the rest of the day. But I find like when I have something first thing in the morning, it satisfies my sweet tooth early on, and I don't feel the need to eat anything like that for the rest of the day.
Yeah, plus you have the whole day to work it off.
Yeah, exactly.
And I just think that's a much more like a healthier sort of approach to it. Like,
yeah,
just eat. I don't know. I don't think we should really like look at food as like good or bad. Except for maybe fast food, but that's, you know, different. There is shit food, I guess.
There
but
is
like
shit food. So there are things that, you know, are probably we shouldn't eat just on the basic health level. But if you can do something in moderation, unless if your body can't process it. I mean, I thought about doing that whole 30 thing, in which you pretty much eliminate everything from your diet for 30 days and then reintroduce it to figure out what your body is not good in. But I kind of know what my body is and isn't good in. Like,
yeah. I think there's a lot of, I think that, I mean, okay, not being like a dietitian or anything like that, I can't really say this definitively, but I think there's a lot of pseudoscience out there about diets and what we should be doing. And I don't know. I just think most of it's mostly bullshit. Just like eat a variety of things with reasonable quantities and make sure you're also working out. Like, if you're allergic to something, sure, that's different. But like, I don't know. All these fads, I think, are weird. Oh, and mostly unhealthy.
No, exactly.
All right, so for the second time in 3 weeks, you guys are going to hear a drastic change in my audio, so sorry about that. anyways, da-da-da-da. Ooh, how was your guys' weekend? You had to do something fun, right, on a happier note?
I went to a baby shower.
And?
Ooh, you have a happier note!
Yeah, sorry.
We're going to get more boring than talking about people's diets here.
But here's, okay, this, I think this is the second one I've been to in my entire life. The first one was quite a few years ago. That one was also weird. So why do we do, I mean, actually, I know why we do baby showers. It's so people can get free stuff. I get it. But
no, it's not so they get free stuff. So other people who can help them out with the expense, the initial upfront cost of having a baby.
Which I understand that babies are incredibly, incredibly expensive. And I'm not like opposed to getting the free stuff. But that's why we have baby showers. But why do they have to be so boring? So this one was.
That's very true.
That's true.
This one was
the worst.
A traditional, like a women's only, which A, fuck that.
Yeah, mine B, was co-ed.
Yeah, I don't understand that for the life of me. I talked about lasagna recipes. Well, I mostly listened because I don't have a lasagna recipe. People started talking about the difference in raising boys versus girls. And so I just like stood there while my head, you know, slowly exploded.
Fair enough.
and then they played games, such riveting games.
Games are the worst.
Yeah. As guessing the circumference of the baby mama's stomach. I just, and you know what I noticed when we were playing the game? Well, again, when I was watching the other people play the games, the only people who were really having fun at the games were the little girls who were there too. So like, why is it that it's like very infantile? Like all the stuff was very infantile. I will say though, the food was delicious and I had a lot of mimosas. That was the silver lining. But then, you know, and eventually I got to call my husband to come pick me up because, you know, he wasn't invited. So even though he's just as, you know, close with this person as I am, but whatever. Anyway, that was my weekend.
Awesome.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm trying to.
I can check that off.
Oh, what about your Thinks update? Because I got to say, I told my boss and coworkers about your plight. Not your plight. Oh, my God. Your experiment. And I may have read your text about, like, you know, how awesome it was.
Yes.
And my boss was like, I am ordering two pairs right now.
So yes. I have good news and bad news.
Okay.
Okay.
I will lead with the bad news so we can save some good news. Because everything doesn't have to suck. Okay, so I posted about it on Facebook about just how like fucking jazzed I was. Because I also, so now I get, you know, now I get these things ads in my news feed on Facebook. And there's this one that was like, it was this post by Thinks talking about why Thinks as a company is political, why it's so feminist, you know, et cetera. And I was just like filled with so much love and joy and happiness. And so I posted about it on Facebook. And then one of my Facebook friends commented with an article from Jezebel reporting on how essentially the founder and CEO, who's that woman that I heard on the Freakonomics podcast, has sort of left her position at the company after like sexual harassment charges.
Oh,
like against her or
against her. Can we not fucking have like anything good in this world? Why? Why? But anyway, that's the bad news. That was incredibly disappointing. However, hopefully the company is like, I don't know. I didn't even look into it that deeply. So I don't know exactly like what's happened or if there was legal action or like what that person's involvement is or isn't with the company now. But anyway, I still really like the product.
Yeah.
So,
well, if she has a nasty fall and dies, then we'll know that there's something with this karma thing.
Well, I mean, hopefully.
Sorry. Is that like, too soon?
No. But the product is good. And I still really like their post. I hope that they're not fostering or perpetuating an atmosphere like the rest of fucking Silicon Valley that is, you know, very like bro-y and discriminatory. So hopefully that's not the case. Because the underwear, I really fucking love them. So I was so excited. Like last time we talked, it was the first day of my period, as we said, not much going on. So the next day I wore the heavy duty ones to work, and that's all I wore all day. And it was crazy. I kept going to the bathroom and like checking, and it was totally fine all day, completely fine. I don't understand it.
That's crazy. But
that's pretty cool.
So it's just
okay,
this was a question that was raised in my office. And I'm actually curious about this too. And I'm sorry if this is TMI. And if you're a dude, you may want to just.
No, if you're a dude, just listen to it because it's not that big of a deal. We are normalizing periods. Just
we are, but this is more. Of
I believe
the,
in you. I believe
okay,
in you.
But if you want to skip through a minute or so, I'm totally cool with that too. Just don't shut it off. I mean, just listen to the end because I'm sure we're gonna be, you know, just as awesome as always. So, what about when you clot and you pass the clots?
Ooh.
So I didn't have that. I read this other article and somebody addressed that, and I think she just, cause that's not going to really go down into it. So I guess you could just remove it with a piece of toilet paper. But yeah, I didn't have that. And I don't know. My period's like a fake period anyway, cause I'm on the pill. So like it's been modified.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can't really say that didn't come up, but I would imagine you just remove it, you know?
Okay.
If you like, what do you do if you're wearing a pad, you know?
Well, you change your pad.
When that happens.
So, yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's when you change it. Okay. It's been so many years. I just can't even.
I know. And I would say most of the time you pee the clots out, I guess.
Right.
You're a big tampon.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know. I was just one. We were inquiring minds in my office. I said, well, when I talk to her on Tuesday, I will ask her. And I did.
It's a good question. Yeah. I think it's a good question.
So. It's a fair question. I'll try to find that thing that I read about it where the woman was talking about this and see exactly what she said. But yeah, still totally worth it. And you just wear it all day. And here's the crazy part. This is what I really don't get. So after you take it off, you like when you're going to wash it, you first hand rinse and then you can machine wash. So I'm expecting when I'm hand washing it to like see some evidence of what I've been doing in it all day. But no,
Really?
Like this, like none of the.
You're not like wringing out blood in the bathtub?
Right.
No.
Because I've done that before without these things.
Same. I think any woman has done that at least once. At least.
Let's be honest. Your period sneaks up on you at least once a year and you have to.
At least. Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of fucking ridiculous. So my next step, I have three. Next step, I'm going to order a pack of 7. And I think with those 10, because on the first day I slept in the same pair of underwear that I wore during the day, like I normally would.
Wow. That's life changing.
Yeah.
That's as life changing as the all pink Starburst. Like it's a big game changer. Sorry, Shandy. Also, Amanda, are you drinking Bud Light?
No.
Okay. I was going to disown you.
It's a Blue Point Summer Ale.
Ah, love me some Blue Point Summer Ale. Long Island represent. Been to that brewery, by the way.
Lie.
Sorry.
I don't love it.
Really?
I don't love it.
I don't like the blueberry one for what it's worth. I'm sorry. Shandy's
it's
talking
like it's
about.
It's toasted lager, but worse.
All right. I'm sorry. Back to the uterine shedding.
Sorry.
The lining. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, just the first day I wore the same pair of underwear. Like, I wore that underwear to bed. And change it the next day. But then when I had like my first like heavy flow day, I didn't want to wear it to bed just in case. Cause I didn't know. And then I was also thinking like you're not wet, but at some point, I don't know. I just feel like.
At some point, did you worry like at some point I'm going to smell like period?
Right.
You don't smell like, you know what I did? Like multiple times.
You're like, I smelled my crotch all day.
Bent over and just did a little whiff.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time, but I like my smell.
How do we know we're all tired? Is when Shandy admitted to sniffing your crotch and we didn't.
Oh no, I will do that. I'll do that under even when I'm not tired.
I sniff my crotch all the time as well.
I really like the smell, but that
I don't.
Aside,
that's why I'm always like, ooh, sorry.
Oh, you gotta like your smell. Anyway, okay. So the day that I was wearing the heavy flow ones, when I would go to the bathroom to check and see just that I wasn't like overflowing or something.
Yeah.
And every time I would be amazed, and I would like sort of touch the other side of the underwear to just make sure that it wasn't like going through. There's nothing there. And I may or may not have smelled my fingers also afterwards to see like if the odor was going through, but it wasn't. It's crazy. Total crazy town. So once I have 10 pairs, I'll have enough for every day of my period plus every night of my period.
Wow.
And there you go.
Oh, I was going to say, you have your period for 10 days?
No, she means 5 days, two pairs of underwear.
Yeah, I'm with you now. Chasing the car.
What Shandy is
I'm in it now. It's fine.
Become a patron so you can help contribute to her thinks purchases. Yes.
Because it's like $173 for the 7-pack. And I think I paid like $80 for the 3-pack. The more you buy, the less it costs. But right. If you think about it, like a normal pair of underwear, I would probably spend, I guess I would only spend like probably $12 to $20.
Oh. Okay. But, I have an underwear story. I'm sorry. Are you finished?
Do it.
Okay.
I finished, Chloe.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. So I, back on my anniversary, I treated myself to some Zulily stuff, right? And one of the things was they had like this underwear sale, and it was like 3 packs or whatever for like $8.99 or $9.99 or whatever. And they were super cute. And everything on Zulily, you know, it's not going to always be the best of quality, like all the tunics and stuff that I bought, that I buy. But, you know, I don't expect it to be like when you're buying clothes for, you know, $10 or whatever. So anyway, but I was super excited because like, they were super cute and super cheap, and I haven't bought new underwear in ages. So I was like, oh my God, all right, I'm going to do this. So they arrived last week. Jay was doing a podcast. Oh, he was doing Owen and Baru's barbecue. So he was doing that downstairs, and I was trying on my clothes or whatever. And, you know, the dress was kind of cute, and I'm going to wear it to Zach's party. And I got this bralette, which is my first ever bralette, and I love it.
Oh, it's my favorite thing ever.
It's life-changing as well. It's so comfortable. And I just...
And hot, too.
Yeah. I never knew underwire could be... Like, lack of underwire could be so enjoyable. So, anyway...
I need that support.
Which
is also the other thing about my weight gain is my bra, my cup size, like it's all still the same. So I just don't understand like why it must be.
That's like me.
Medication.
Oh, wait, like me. My boobs never budge.
No, my boobs always did, but it must be like medication and Bloody Mary and Frito related. So anyway, I tried it on, and then I tried the underwear on, and it was crotchless, and I didn't realize it before I bought it.
And I take it you can't return it.
I cannot return them.
All right.
So now I've got this crotchless underwear, which, I mean, they're sexy and all, but you can only really wear them.
Are they, though? They just seem so pointless to me.
They kind of are. Because I was
their only point is sex.
Their only point is sex.
Don't wear them.
So right. So then, like, I was telling them at work on Friday what happened, and we were trying to think of uses for it, and we were talking about things, and I was like, well, I guess like the other easy thing is if you're gonna wear crotchless panties, it's easy tampon insertion. And my coworker, and then we were saying, because we were trying to come up with things, and then I was like, also, if you're suntanning and you want to, you know, avoid really awkward tan lines, you could wear the crotchless panties. And my coworker was like, except, you know, be careful of the snake on your deck.
And that is not a euphemism.
No.
Yep, no. Straight up serious.
So anyway, good times. So now I've got these crotchless panties because you can't really wear them with a skirt, right? You can't wear them.
You can't wear them with jeans either.
You
I would
can't wear them with jeans because you might as well just go commando. Like what do you wear them with? So
sex. Just sex.
Just sex.
But then you're just wearing a belt.
But it's like lingerie.
It has the thing. It just has a hole right there, right? So, and it was funny because when I first put them on, I thought at first there was something wrong, and I was like, why is there a pinching of my labia lips? But...
Because it's missing a piece.
Because it's missing a piece.
Oh,
so then I show wrote Jay after, and he just laughed at me. That I swear to God, all he did was laugh. He was like,
"Are you sure you just laugh?"
No, I swear to God, all he did was laugh. He was like, "You got crotchless underwear by accident," and I was like, "Yes, yes, I did."
Did you go back and look at the ad and like see how it was?
Yeah,
listed?
And actually, I will. If somebody else wants to talk, I will go in. I will screen cap it, and then I will send it to you guys on our Facebook chat.
I'm really curious how you missed that key detail about the product.
Because it's very subtle.
Interesting. I guess if you're selling it on Zulu, yeah. I suppose.
You can't really show
it
that.
It wouldn't
part.
Be super obvious.
Okay, hold on.
Be blatant. Like.
Everybody's going to hear my screen cap noise right now. There we go. Okay. And then.
And in addition to not really being able to give a visual of it, at least on the person in like an ad, you also probably wouldn't, especially for like on Zulu, but like crotchless.
Actually, you know, it's easier for me to text you guys, so check your phones in 1 second. Good times. Okay, so if you look, like, it's very subtle. Oh, there
my arm.
Somebody just got
there
this.
Go.
It was me.
Ooh. Oh yeah. Well, it's definitely there.
Oh yeah. Just looking, you can tell
if you're just looking super
true.
Quick.
Yeah, you might not.
That's true. I can tell. I can tell because I know what it is.
Exactly.
Now.
But they are cute.
Yeah.
I guess I'll let you guys know what my anti thinks is like.
Reverse thinks.
Like the reverse flash.
Rethinks.
Reverse
so
thinks.
It's funny though in this text message, because if you look at the last photo that you sent both me and Amanda.
Was that Nick's and the big penis that he sent us?
No, it's talking about piercings.
Oh, that's right. Wow. That's right.
Yeah, that was from a minute ago.
Still don't have a clit piercing, but okay. Interesting. Oh, well. Anyway, good times. Moving on. So, thinks is good. That's great. Crotchless panties. My sister was here this weekend. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
We
nice.
Met Big D. He told us a lot of awesome stories about the house.
Oh, you did. Oh, how cool. He came out for dinner?
So he didn't come over dinner. He just came over. We offered him food or drink or whatever, like any kind of drink or any kind of food.
Yeah.
And he said he had just come from lunch. He was super awesome. So the man had a concussion and he had like just had like brain surgery. Like he was in the hospital randomly for a week and he had like stitches.
Jeez.
He
oh
had
my
a
God.
So he had a UNC cap, and I don't have a team, but I've always kind of been like, yay, NC State, because I live next to PNC Arena where they play their games. So I might as well root for them. Or I used to live next to PNC Arena. Now I guess I don't. But now I'm kind of like, oh my God, the original owner of this house is a UNC fan. And I'm only talking about that because that's like a big deal down here, like pledging allegiance to a team. But anyway, he had this baseball cap on. He took it off and he was like, hope you don't mind my, they just got my staples out. Like, and I was just like, holy shit, dude. But yeah, it was awesome. Like, you know, like he didn't, this is going to sound terrible, but you know how sometimes when you're talking to people and like they don't remember your name or they don't remember that they told you something or they just, you know, tell you the same story over and over again. But like he remembered, he was like, I was telling your wife this or I was telling Colleen this. Like he remembered my name. He remembered like the things that we had talked about 2 weeks ago. And I know, and I realize it's a stupid thing to be amazed about, but like he met Zach, you know, we introduced Zach once and then Zach went outside and played with my sister on the deck. And like, he remembered like Zachary and like said goodbye to him. And Zachary was so cute when he left. He was like, bye bye, Mr. Rudy. It was so cute. Anyway, so he literally built this house. Like he only hired people to help with, like he had a carpenter friend that helped him and like that was it. And he used to, for a year and a half, he used to leave work at like 4:30, come here, change, and then build. And there's just super cool stories. Like some of the wood and stuff that's here is original wood that he built, like the stuff in that extra spare room that's like, he built that from wood on the property. Or we have this hallway of cabinets outside the laundry room. He built those cabinets before he moved in for the purpose of like having them here. It was just really awesome. Like he knew every inch of this house he would tap on the walls and be like, they extended this wall. What's behind it? Because this is dead space if not. And I was just like, damn, like, you really, like, it was really cool. And, you know, he showed us, he brought pictures. He, that tree that we want to take down that's in the front of the house because it looks so random. So apparently that was, he built a house in the mountains. He built a log cabin in the mountains to vacation in. And that was, he built that before he built this house. That was kind of like his test run, like, can I build a house?
Right.
And he brought the some trees down from there and planted them in here. So now I can't get rid of them now, knowing, like, yeah, they look random, but they look random because they aren't from this area. They're from the mountains. But I guess there were two more that when we saw the original pictures that he had taken, it makes the tree not look so random. But, you know, asshole house flipper guy, like, took some of the stuff out. So anyway, it was really cool. We thought he was going to be here for like half an hour. He was here for over an hour. He walked us through every single room, every single inch.
So cool.
He wanted to see my closet, and I was like, oh my God. And when he wanted to see the master bathroom, Jay and I exchanged looks like, ooh, we didn't really clean that, thinking who's going to want to go in there. So, but anyway, it was really awesome. He saw that we had bought a new mailbox, and he asked if he could, if when we take that down, he could have the old one, because he built our freaking mailbox.
Oh.
I know. He literally, like, built, and when I say literally, I don't mean that in, like, the Chris Traeger from Parks and Rec way. I mean, like, he literally built, like, everything in this house. So, and the cool thing is, and this is living the dream hashtag, he told us that he's retired 32 years this year, and he worked for 33 years. So next year, he will have been retired for as long as he worked. But he also had his little side, like, craft business that was like his retirement job. So he stayed busy, which is what he was, you know, giving us business cards to. And
yeah.
So.
Wow.
I don't know. It was super, super cool experience. When I kept telling Jay, I was like, Big D is coming, Big D. And he was like, oh, I got a Big D for you. So I feel like I got to I got to change it. I can't call him Big D. And then the funny thing is, all
Big
the
D
jokes,
is coming.
All the jokes this weekend about, you know, which Big D do you want to come? I still, even today, I was like, oh, Big D left because he left his hat. That's what I was starting to say before. I was like, Big D didn't take his hat. And he was like, who's Big D? And I was like, seriously? Good times. I'm trying to think. I talk so much. I have one more story, but I would like somebody else to tell a story first so then I can be done with my checklist.
Ugh, my arms are really itchy, guys.
Yeah. How long is that supposed to last?
Well, it was 15 minutes, and then they sprayed me down, so I don't know why I'm itching now. But
you probably shower.
Yeah, that probably will help. But this is round two of a three-part attack.
Yeah.
So when I get back from Hilton Head in 2 weeks, I'm going to do what they call a patch test, which that's like a full week's thing where it's like the opposite of the skin test. Like, they're testing for the direct opposite. So because this was so inconclusive, they're we think we're going to have better success with patch test. But yeah, they're going to put a big thing on my back and cover it with a patch, hence the name.
Cool.
And then I can't get it wet for 3 days, so I can't shower.
So Big D ain't coming to town. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's going to be sponge baths and dry shampoo for me.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
But hopefully it yields some sort of answers, because I've been wearing a lot less makeup, and I've been trying to just, like, avoid everything, just because I'm really afraid of my face blowing up like a balloon.
Yeah.
So hopefully there'll be some results.
So, yeah. Speaking of Hilton Head, that kind of brings us into our next few week plans. So you're going to be in Hilton Head for a couple weeks, right?
Just for a week. Okay. Yeah, just for a week.
So we are not going to be recording the week of Memorial Day. And that's probably cool, because none of you guys are probably listening anyway. And then we will be back on, is it June 6th?
Yes, because the 5th would be a Monday. So
yes,
stick to the schedule.
Yes, so we will be recording again June 6th. And then after that, we will have our live first birthday party. So everybody bring their party pussy hats. And
that's true. That's a good idea.
We are going to have a live birthday party, and that will be Wednesday, June 14th. And I'm sure I will have plenty of stories from Zach's birthday party that week, that day, because Zach's birthday party will be Saturday, June 10th, because his birthday is June 13th.
Yay.
Nice. Yay. Oh, that means we're having our party on Jana's birthday. We'll have to say happy birthday to Jana. And then Mike's birthday is the day after the 15th. And I remember all this because, well, A, dates. B, Kim Kardashian shares her son, her daughter, North, Nori, Northwest, shares a birthday with Mike. So that's something special.
Wait, but did you just say that Kim Kardashian has a child named Northwest?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, where have you been?
Yeah, that happened like 4 years ago.
I've only recently learned like really who the Kardashians.
Yeah, you're probably better off.
Always, I'm always like 10 years behind the curve.
That's all right.
That's okay. Boy, do I have a sex tape for you. If you wanna, if you need help sleeping, it's fairly boring. I just bought a paperclip in my drink.
It depends. Did she like?
No, she pretty much does the bare minimum. Herself? No, her
did
mom
she release it?
I think her mom.
If she didn't
it.
Release it, I'm definitely not watching.
It was
it.
Like, yeah,
I'm
it like
sure her mom
out.
Released it. Like they, they arranged for some kind of distribution deal.
Yeah, that's pretty much why she's famous now.
Yeah,
that started it all.
Yeah, that's like a legit thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, we don't need to talk about that. I just, you know how I feel.
We've talked about Kim Kardashian's sex tape on this show before.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't have to talk about it again, though.
We don't have to. No.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of good theater, I saw Oslo on Broadway on Sunday.
And how
at
was?
At the Lincoln Center Theater.
It I love the Lincoln Center Theater.
Yeah, I had never been to it. It's a really cool theater. It's, what is it called? A thrust stage? Is that what you call that?
Something like that. I saw two shows there. I saw the Simply Irresistible one. Was that what it was called with the girl in the yellow dress that was written by Robert Palmer's or used Robert Palmer's music? And then I saw another one there and I can't remember which one it was. It was after that, though, I think.
Yeah, it's a really cool theater. So it's like seats kind of go around the theater in sort of a semicircle and the theater stage kind of pushes out into the audience. So you're sort of half in the round. It's sort of like in the semicircle.
Theater in the semicircle.
It's theater in the semicircle, and the seats are all stadium, so there's not a bad seat in the house. But it was really interesting show. I knew very little about it. It's about the Oslo Peace Accords in 1993-95, the whole brokering of peace in the Middle East and establishing a Palestinian state.
Who wrote it?
I forget the playwright's name, but apparently it was like the untold story of these backdoor deals and how this peace agreement came into being. And really it all stemmed from this married couple from Norway. They were like Norwegian diplomats. They worked in like the foreign ministry's office, and they pretty much took it upon themselves to make the connections between the two sides and like keep the conversation going. And they got no recognition for it.
Interesting.
That it's, it's like we were too young to really know what was going on at the time. But like
we were in elementary school.
Yeah. But even like a lot of my older coworkers, because we went through work. So a lot of my older coworkers were even saying that you remembered that image of Yasser Arafat and Itzhak Rabin standing in the Rose Garden with President Bill Clinton signing. It was Clinton at the time.
Yeah, I know.
Signing the peace accord. And you just assumed that like the U.S. did it. And it was like, actually, the U.S. had nothing to do with the deal. They just came in at the last minute, that it was all this Norwegian couple.
Yeah.
And it was really beautifully done. And the way it was written was really cool. And the way they would sort of break the fourth wall and sort of invite the audience to really engage with the story and think about it and internalize it for themselves. It was super, super cool.
That's I am one of the few fans of Serial Season 2. But one of the reasons I like it, or the stuff I liked so much about it, was she had a whole episode, Sarah had a whole episode dedicated to the behind the scenes deals that went into place and all the different talks that right. just to be able to get to the point of getting him released. And I just remember listening to that, and I feel like there was maybe one or two that were dedicated to it. I thought that was so fascinating. Just, you know, the different talks, and like this one fell through, and then, you know, this one, they said this and this. You know, I thought that was so cool. So this sounds like a show that I probably would love.
Yeah, yeah. It was really, really beautiful. It's nominated for a ton of Tonys, and the Tonys are coming up. Very exciting.
Yes. We should get to Facey Back soon.
Yeah. But we can get to Facey Back now.
We could get to Facey Back now. But I had one more thing, and this is going to make me sound like a terrible parent, but you're all on this journey with me. So on Saturday, Zach had his tumble bus thing, which they did like this obstacle course, and they did like balance beam and somersaults, and it was really cute. It was really cute. But we were also tired afterwards because it was like 92 degrees outside, that everybody just kind of plopped in front on the couch in front of the TV. Me, my sister Christy was here, and Jay and Zach. And at one point, Jay decided to play Mario Kart, and I dozed off for like 5 minutes. And when I woke up, it hasn't been long of that, but when I woke up, Jay was trying to teach Zach how to play Mario Kart, and he was poor Zach was having trouble because he couldn't like get the, like, well, it's like control A or B or something, like he didn't get the press them two things at once, and he's getting passed by cars and he's going backwards and he's like, you know, bumping into things, and you could see he's getting frustrated. Then out of complete nowhere he goes, "Fucking asshole."
Whoa!
Like, straight up, like, "Fucking asshole." And my sister, Jay, and I all look at each other and we're like, Christy's like, "Did he just say F and A-hole?" And we were like, "Yep."
Wonder where he got that from.
So immediately the blame got placed on me, because there have been times in the car with Zach where I feel like recently, actually not even recently, I know that recently within the last week, somebody cut us off or something, and I was just like, "Fucking ass." I must have said like "asshole" or something like that. And I didn't realize that, you know, 5 days later he was going to retain it and realize that that's what you say when you get frustrated in traffic.
But
I got blamed for it. And then I noted that we were in a situation and Jay also said the same phrase. So the kid, I mean, it's really up in the air who he got it from, but good times. So yeah, that has started. So just like, yeah, just like it was a great run, guys. Just like, now it's time to rein the drinking back in. It's also time to rein the language back in, because, you know, the kid knows. It was mortifying though. So, and then, you know, we did the whole "you shouldn't say that" kind of talk. And he's like, "But I want to, fucking asshole." I was like, "You are a little shit." And Amanda, now having spent a weekend with my son, could totally see this happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens to all little kids. They just, you know, they're little sponges. You just have to, like, remind him that it's really important he doesn't say it at school.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I did, because especially when he says, he goes around the house saying, "I have a penis, daddy has a penis, mommy has a vagina." And I'm like, please don't.
Biology.
It's like, well, that's good. It's good to know the parts.
Please,
but, yeah.
You know, please, please.
It's good to know the parts and use the proper names for the parts.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Anyway, I guess we should use some Facey Back, because we're like an hour into this shit. And, well, we don't really have any actual feedback, so might as well do some Facey Back. Is this going to be the week that we get to the health benefits of wine?
Oh my god!
Maybe we'll do that on a live show. Maybe
I will.
Oh, yeah. For the birthday! Birthday!
Yeah, so we'll close that out. Anyway, so Facey Back. I'm bringing Facey Back. Woo! We're so low key tonight. I feel like I'm just gonna call this show low key.
I think we should call it. Big D is coming.
Big D's big visit.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm gonna write that down. I'm gonna write both of those down. Big D's big visit. Big D is coming. Okay. I read a book.
This is episode 43 of the broadcast, brought to you by the letter D.
Brought to you by the letter D. Brought to you by Big D.
Big D.
Not the little D, the big D.
No,
that's a capital D.
Yeah. Yes.
Sometimes italicized and often in bold.
Bold and italicized?
Whoa, you missed a often italicized yes to the left.
No!
Or to the right. Who knows?
More D's I tend to italics go to the left.
Yeah. All right. Mike says, commando running is strictly for breathability in warmer months. And sitting on a ball is known as Nut 11, as many of us know. And that is a joke from Media Junkyard and Comic-Con 2011? 2010? I think it was 11, in which I'm pretty sure that Tim and Kulk came up with that phrase, but Nut 11, because you never forget.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
It's terrible.
I was not familiar. Well, I laughed at it.
I didn't get it.
Well, it's just when you sit on your ball and it hurts. Your testicle.
Right.
Yeah. We're girls. We're women.
I get the concept. I just don't get why it's called that.
It's called Nut 11 because you never forget. Like 9/11, never forget.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we're not sure if we're supposed to laugh, but I kind of did. So.
I think it's a Tim and Kulk thing, so you can laugh. Anyway, Matt says calling a romantic partner a true companion sounds like something Tommy Wiseau would say in The Room.
Tommy Wiseau.
Can you?
And,
yeah. Did we talk about True Companions last week?
And that the song.
Really, that really creepy song.
Oh,
I
duh.
I love to you like
that
a true
I dare
companion.
Not, yeah. Oh, I dare not repeat.
Duh. Right. I've been dreaming of our wedding day. You know,
that would absolutely be something Tommy Wiseau would say, like hardcore 100%. If you've never seen The Room, it's the weirdest, stupidest movie.
I remember a lot of my friends, like a lot of my like sort of hipster friends were like way into it at one point in time, but I missed the boat.
Okay.
Yeah. Daniel's super into it. We actually went to a midnight screening of The Room and Tommy Wiseau was there. Yeah. Tommy Wiseau was there and he is just as weird.
Oh my God. It all comes full circle.
Yeah. He's super weird.
So is it worth watching?
Or
has the cultural moment passed?
Yeah, I mean, it's still having... It's like Rocky Horror Picture Show. Like, it's having a moment. But I would watch it with someone who's really into it. Because I don't enjoy it, but I enjoy watching other people laugh.
Okay. Clearly the moment hasn't totally passed because it just got referenced today.
True.
And then Mike said, yeah, should have been called True Captive.
Oh, see, wait, hold on. Daniel heard through the door because, you know, small apartment, and he just sent us something, Tommy Wiseau. See, this is what I deal with. Let's find out, guys. This is all happening in real time.
I love this.
Real time. So real time.
It's the, so there's a Star Wars thing.
So that, Tommy Wiseau is coming to visit.
Yeah, they cut Tommy Wiseau in as Darth Vader. So perhaps this is something for Owen and Brew's barbecue.
Oh boy.
Is this different?
Tommy's in the scenes.
Okay.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
And that's Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker.
As he is.
Yeah. Now you just hit him with a football. It's so weird. This is weird. You're a strange person.
It's good.
If he sends me the audio, I will put it in crisp and clean so we can.
Yeah. It keeps going. It's 2.5 minutes. I think you need to like see the visuals. I'll send it to you.
Spectacular.
Ridiculous human being.
To finish up on the True Companion song, Matt says, if only there was a line about putting the lotion in the basket.
True story.
Will says, I texted my mom on Mother's Day too. She texted back, thanks, LOL. That was all I needed. And Dennis said, proud to say, hashtag I'm with Lefty. Sink Pisser says, as in left-handed or do you dress to the left? Dennis says, as in I'm left-handed, but I was a switch hitter in baseball and I golf right-handed exactly because of what Amanda said. I only find right-handed clubs to lean with. Okay, well, that didn't answer the question of which way Dennis dresses. Since we have no feedback and we're entering into our summer months, and you've got a little bit of time to let us know, which way do you dress, Dennis? But we did get one email, and this is from Early Anon. It's called Clarification. Does anybody want to read it, or you guys want me to just go for it?
You can read it. Yeah, you can read it.
Well, nobody raised their hands all at once. Hey, ladies, thank you for reading my email last week and taking the time to give really thoughtful answers. I wanted to clarify a few questions that were brought up last week. I am definitely aware that I transferred a lot of rage into, let's call him Rob. When I originally discovered their relationship, I actually, Rob, the writer of our email, infamous, where we went through, does she or does she not want the tea? I feel like this is all coming true circle. True circle, full circle. I'm still on True Companion.
The truest full circle there ever was.
Actually, let's call it True Circle anytime there's like a creepy payoff of something.
Is your full circle true?
Yeah, there we go. When I originally discovered the relationship, I actually handled it relatively well. We were going through an incredibly tough time in our marriage and had never openly dealt with damage we had caused each other throughout our years together. When I found out that she was seeing him and leaning on him emotionally, after breaking down and flipping out, I accepted an apology from them both and considered it done. I understood then, as I do now, that sometimes we just can't lean on the person that we are with. It's just part of the long road of a relationship. What tipped me over the edge to the rage I had/have for him is the way he handled it beyond that. He was younger and honestly very immature for his age. I understood why my wife found somebody else, especially considering all we were dealing with at the time and how I was handling all that stress on my end. My rage came from the fact that he was a mutual friend that we had both helped out over the years financially and otherwise. Oh, that's something I think that we just learned. I felt betrayed, and I do not take breaking the trust of a friendship lightly. Okay, I know that noise has to be a cat because neither of you have children unless you want to tell me something. Is there a true companion in your apartment, somebody?
Yeah, I think it's Fiona. She really wants to come in the room.
Yeah, let her in.
Why not?
What's the worst that could happen?
Let Big F in. Yeah. Big F's coming to visit. And then I guess once Shandy gets up, comes back, I will continue reading this email.
Fiona.
Sorry, Early Anon. But there's a pussy that's really needs attention right now.
Yeah.
Needs to come in.
Needs to come in.
Oh, here she comes.
That's what she said.
All right. Hello.
Hello, kitty.
Oh, hello, sweet girl.
How's it going? Anyway, now I do realize I still focus hate on him more than I should. It's definitely a coping mechanism. I can't forgive the lies and the flaunting after the fact, especially after I had been understanding in the beginning. I would rather just not have any of that in my life. My wife does still see these friends in other settings, and all I ask is that she lets me know if he was going to be around. I really don't like being surprised by a random Facebook post or something like that. I just want honesty, not perfection. We're all human and we all have emotions that we cannot necessarily control, and that can be a very complicated mess of a thing. I don't expect her to never be attracted or interested in anyone else or have questions about us as a couple. I think we all go through that over time. I truly understand how it all happened and why, but I need the issue with him to be in the past so I don't lose my emotional footing again. Thank you all again. It's been a truly great forum that the three of you have created.
Oh, nice.
I think that the last paragraph is kind of somewhat telling. I mean, and that's probably where the issue arises, right? Like, he understands, like, whatever this guy did afterwards. Does he say that? I know I just read it, but I can't read because I'm blind. like the flaunting after the fact. At least he recognizes that it's a two-way street. It wasn't just this dude.
Yeah.
But it, you know, Good on him that at least he identifies that he just wants to know. And I guess, you know, you can prepare yourself better. It's better to know, like, hey, this guy is going to be here just so you know, versus him finding out, right, like, randomly. Because totally. then it's like, oh, there was a deception, so right. Why yeah. was there a deception? Especially when you know I'm going to be more okay with it if I know. And maybe well, she exactly. just doesn't want to start, you know, cause you emotional pain, which I guess would be okay in the age of not social media.
Yeah. I think that's also just part of human nature. When we're caught off guard, our first initial reaction is to jump to anger and fear of a situation. Whereas if we were given the information ahead of time and have time to process it and yeah. work through that anger, usually once you get through it, you're like, oh, okay. Like, I understand, like, you're able to then respond more calmly.
Yeah.
Totally. So I totally get that line of thinking, and I would totally respond in the same way if it were me.
Shandy Pants?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think last time we talked about this, there was talk of, like, you know, maybe
that Brooklyn?
I think so. It was not Monterey.
Oh, I saw you guys had a mudslide, landslide in Big Sur.
Yes.
Oh, jeez. Is everything okay?
I mean, it's like down where all the crazy stuff has been going on, and they were going to reopen the highway. I mean, part of the highway is already reopened, but they were going to reopen the rest in like this more southern part in June. And so now it doesn't look like that's happening.
But. Jesus.
Damn. All right. Sorry. Yeah. So what are you going to say? So sorry.
Last time we were talking about like if the two guys could ever sort of patch it up. But I guess I didn't realize that the guy in question was a friend. Like, that
he said that last week that they had both.
Yeah, yeah.
Did he? That they were friends? Okay. Yeah. Oh, they were in the same friend group. I guess that was unclear that the two guys were like actual friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks. And if he's not acting very appropriately afterwards, then I guess that ship, at least for now, has probably sailed. But yeah, I get it. I think that's good to just like be aware. I mean, just like you were saying, Amanda, if you're not expecting something, then it appears like there was deception. And I think that's the whole part. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Right. So good luck.
Indeed.
Yes. And keep us posted. Actually, anybody that's ever sent us in something, we would love some updates now.
We love updates.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, because we're entering a period of kind of probably downtime in the summer. And we would really like to hear. I mean, if any of you guys have any of the first time stories that we've been talking about or any topic, I mean, it's been a good year since we've had a good friend zone debate, which I don't want to have again.
No, keep it in bed.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that.
There's other friend zone.
If anybody has a dating disaster, we would love to hear that too. Just, you know, let us know. This has been probably the shortest episode that we'll ever have. but I know you guys are all going to bring it because you always do as soon as you catch up. I guess, should I read the health benefit of alcohols? No, I'm going to save that.
I think we should save it. Yeah. I think this one will be nice and easy. People will still have to get through Big Little Lies, which I'm reading, by the way, and is due at the library back today.
Ooh, you better renew it.
Done, but I can't because it's on hold. So
Just pay the like, you know, 25-cent fine or whatever it is.
Yeah.
The library's got a little bit more expensive.
Really? Okay. I'm not sure how long it's been since I took a book from the library.
Right.
Yeah, and actually at my childhood library, we also got a week of grace. Like a grace period.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So you would have a due date and then you wouldn't even incur the 25-cent fine until a week later.
And then they induce you. Yeah.
That's really nice. Except for the inducing part. That doesn't sound too fun.
If they give you drugs, it's fine. Good times. So sorry about that. So I think sometime in the future we're going to have, once it's over, an episode dedicated. Because we're starting to think about summer shows. And you could probably pull together like a clip show or something. But I need everybody's... I need people to tell me what their favorite moments, topics, episodes have been so I can go through that.
Okay, this is This is my little project that I started today. I'm gonna go through all of our episodes and pick out my favorite moments.
Yes.
Oh. My favorite moments might not be the same as other people's, so you guys should definitely all contribute to that.
Yes,
I love this.
I'm going to at some point do the same, just because I'm probably going to go through some of the raw footage like I've talked about. It is going to take me a really long time, though, so I should probably start that sooner rather than later. But I'm going to try to at least put together something like that as well. But I would love to hear. I mean, it really doesn't matter. It matters, yes, what we think, but really what matters most is what the listeners like to hear, because it could be totally different than what we're thinking.
Knowing me, it probably is different.
Yeah.
So.
The Handmaid's Tale actually has its last episode May 24th. So it airs tomorrow/ just aired for whenever you're listening. So I think with Big Little Lies, didn't we give it like 2 weeks just to let everybody catch up? Oh, and Amanda has to actually watch it. So
I have to procure myself some Hulu.
Yes.
Ditto.
And you're going to be away. So,
I'm going to be away.
And I don't think that this is going to be something that's going to just go away anytime soon. So, okay. So if it airs that day, we could plan on talking about it on either June 7th. Oh, no, because again, you'll be away. We could talk about it at the live show on June 14th or the following week when we record. So just get your feedback.
It might not be the most festive topic.
Okay, right. We will save it then for after the live show. But if anybody has any feedback or whatever, please send us that about the show. So that way, The Handmaid's Tale, show, book, etc. So that way we can kind of compile it and get a good little show going. So. And we're going to try to plan other fun little topics to do shows during the summer, since Shandy, Amanda, and I are all traveling for different points in the summer. So, but we still want to have some content out there for you guys.
Yeah.
We don't want you guys have any requests. Forget about us.
Requests. We need your requests. We would love your requests. It's going to be marvelous, tremendous requests.
The best requests.
We can't guarantee anything.
Yeah,
but some ideas would be definitely welcome.
Yes, please.
If there's a lot of people that that have like something cool that we should check out.
Yes, or you know, just in general topics for people to send in feedback about, because we're definitely looking for that as we go into our summer months. You can do that at thebroadcasters3@gmail.com, or you can you can give us a phone call. Give us a ring at 331-276-2373. That's 331-BROADS3. We did get a phone call this week, but it was a butt dial. So.
Yeah, so disappointing. Yeah. If you called us and thought you left a message and we didn't play it today, then call us back.
Especially if you have a 318 area code. Because I will say, I listened to it on my phone. And I couldn't. I was like, "Is my phone speakers broken?" And like, I had to do it on my work computer and then my laptop. And I was like, "No, this is definitely not working." So if you have a 318 area code and you tried to call us, it didn't work. So there's that. So yes, okay. Handmaid's Tale, live show. Patrons. We should. If you would like to help support us, we are part of the Jane Jack Patreon network, and you could do so anywhere from $1 a month to however much you want. Really, the sky's the limit, and really, you could give us like 5 cents a month, and it would absolutely, definitely, still be appreciated. Although, if you give us 7 cents a month, then we can equally distribute it a cent, like one penny per podcaster on the network. So,
yeah, so there you go.
Or 8 cents a month. Sorry. So, yeah, if nothing else, give us your dime or less than a dime. Right now, we are at $1,006 per month, and we are hoping to get to that $1,250 per month so we can get that network trivia. So that would be if you are a patron at the $5 more month level and heard the live trivia show that we did last month here in person at the Hangout. There will be more of that, and there will be multiple episodes, and it will be amazing. So get
bigger and better.
Yeah, if everybody can out there can get 1,244 of their closest friends to give a dollar. No, no, I'm sorry. Not 1,000. I'm great with numbers, except math, but yeah. I'm trying. If you want to get, I'm sorry, 246 of your closest friends to give a dollar, that's all we need, man. That's all we need. All right, I'm going to cheat and do the calculations here. Okay, so we got 244, we know that, divided by 5. If you guys can get 49 people to give $5 or more a month, then everybody gets the trivia. Anyway, we understand that if you don't want to do that and help Shandy buy all of her period panties, that's cool. You can also help us out, and this is even you know, more appreciated. Now they're equally appreciated. What am I talking about? If you are an Amazon shopper and you would be so inclined, you can go to janjack.com/Amazon, and that will take you to a link that gives us, you know, like a 0.5% kickback if you do that, and that will also go to the period panties. So. If you could, if you are so inclined, that would be great too. This is getting really awkward. And the funny thing is, we're usually at that point where we just start feedback. So I should be like spry, and you could tell I'm tired. And then finally, we are finally getting around to doing that survey within the next couple weeks. So be on the lookout for that. I'm going to send the link first through the Patreon email, then in the Patreon's group, then in the Facebook group. If you'd like to, you want to be in the main Jane Jack Facebook group, you can go to facebook.com/group/JaneJackGroup, and we will add you. We have a lot of fun there, too. We have a lot of fun in all the groups, actually.
Yep. It's always fun.
It really is. Super fun. And so I will post that link to that survey wherever I can. And I know I promised this like 6 weeks ago, but to be honest, I fucking forgot, and I'm the worst. But I got a reminder now to do that. So
there's no time like the present.
Yes. Yep. Stay tuned. I guess on that note, if you are an American listener, I hope that you have/had a great Memorial Day weekend. And if you are a listener from the United Kingdom, our thoughts are with you with the horrible bombing that happened at the Ariana Grande concert in Manchester. And if you're anywhere else in the world, everybody, thank you for listening.
Well, our hearts are with you too.
They're with you as you getting through this very low-key episode featuring Big D's Big Visit. Tell your friends about us. That's all I got.
And we tell can't people tell... that you don't like about us. Just tell people.
Yeah, just do
it. You don't have to be friends. Just tell them.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll be friends by bonding over our show.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. We can't tell our families, so tell your friends, please. Help a sister out. A sister is out.
Oh, sleeping. Sleeping kitty.
All right. Well, Shandy has now literally just moved the camera to the pussy on her lap. So
the pussy on her pussy.
The pussy on her pussy. Big true. F. Big Fee. Big Fee. Sorry. Big Fee came to visit. All right. I'm going to just quit while I'm way behind and wish you all good night. Thanks for getting through this. We'll be back and better than ever first week of June. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
All right. Bye, guys. Peace.
Bye.